Egyptian sculptors had an uncanny ability to portray complexity with clarity. This relief of archers demonstrates that ability remarkably well. In it, traces of five soldiers ready to loose their arrows are concentrated in a very small area. Two archers occupy the center of the fragment. Each wears a distinctive bandolier that crosses over the torso and loops around the waist. Just the top of the head of a third archer appears at the bottom. He is probably kneeling, and we also see his right arm and hand grasping the bowstring. In addition to the arrow already in position, each archer holds two more in reserve between his thumb and palm. This complex carving of arrows, bowstring, and fingers is a magnificent artistic achievement. It is not easy to make out the remains of two more archers at the right. We see the bow and left arm of one, and just the right hand with part of an arrow from the other. All these archers belong to an army that is besieging a foreign city, one of the earliest representations of this kind from ancient Egypt. The block is carved in raised relief, which is much shallower than in the carving of the Akhtihotep relief located nearby, produced two generations earlier. Here, the modeling of the musculature is subtle, and the eyes and ears have been more deeply carved. Although much of the original paint has been lost, the men still have their characteristic ruddy skin. The wood bows are also red, the conventional color of wood in Egyptian art. To hear about how this piece came to the Metropolitan Museum, press the play button now.